It's amazing to me how efficiently we do solve things individually and as you know, humans, when we stop the beating the drum of this should not be. And eventually we do that naturally, I think. I think the reason, the way humanity solves things, eventually we get bored with complaining about it and it being a thing, and we stop worrying about it so much. We take our focus off for a minute, and then the universe says, boom, here's the solution. Welcome to the Stream of David podcast. I am here with miraculous Matt Garden, my lovely and talented, sometimes co-host, often co-host lately.
More regular co-host in the future.
Yes, yes. I was going to jokingly say it's the Taylor Swift podcast, because apparently all anyone, at least in the United States, can talk about seems to be Taylor Swift. It's everywhere.
Of course. There's the Super Bowl soon for you guys, isn't there?
Yeah.
Has it happened?
Yeah, it's into January, early February, something like that, whenever. This will come out pretty quickly because of my vacation. We're out of podcasts. This should come out next week. So we're heading toward the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but this is not going to be a sports podcast, given that we don't even know when the Super Bowl is.
No, I think they've caught on to that already. Like, okay, the Super Bowl just happened Sunday. What are you talking about? And why are you talking about Taylor Swift? It's not a Taylor Swift podcast. Although I don't have a problem with football, nor do I have a problem with Taylor Swift. And you just saw her in concert, didn't you?
I thought my daughter's going to see her in February.
Ah, you are not going to see her. Your daughter is.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to see Adele in about 2 weeks. Ooh.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
In Vegas. Like, I'm very excited about that. So for my 56th birthday, I'm going to see Adele, and we have good tickets. We have, I call them Honda Civic tickets because they cost about as much as a Honda Civic. We have Honda Civic seats for Adele. And I'm excited. It's the only person I would pay that much to see in person would be Adele at this point.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. So this kind of leads us to our topic. Manifesting your best life. That's really what we want to talk about. That's everybody wants to do that. Matt and I have certainly made a lot of progress in this department since we've known one another, and our entire practice has led to that. So we're going to share our secrets with you.
Exactly. And the experience of it starting to happen, which I think sometimes can throw people off the path. It's something about wanting a magical life over there where everything, you know, most of the things you have happen. But then when those things start to actually become into your life, how do you manage that? And what's that experience like?
That's all good stuff. Because I think a lot of times, we move through vibrational flow. We talk about that all the time. We're in this up and down vibrational landscape in our lives. And I think that we have all had the experience of some good things coming in and then having some of those good things sort of dematerialize or completely go haywire. And I think that leads some of us to think that, okay, everything's so good now. What is the old saying, the other shoe's going to drop? When is the other shoe going to drop? When's that bad thing going to come along and wipe all this out? Mm-hmm. And then perhaps we focus on that enough that we actually manifest that reality.
Yeah. Yeah. You get what you focus on, right? Whether you focus on it because you're positively expecting it, or whether you focus on it because you're terrified of it happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And whatever, the universe answers yes to everything. So if we're focusing in appreciation, we're getting it. If we're focusing in fear, we're getting that, or a version of that.
Yeah.
So I think there are probably some people listening that want to know how to get to the manifesting of the ideal life first, and then maybe worry about the demanifestation of it after the fact. Exactly. So what's your number one tip for manifesting your ideal life?
Well, first of all, being really clear on what it is, you know, being really clear on what would your perfect life look like? Is it having a new partner? Is it having a better relationship with your current partner? Is it not having a partner at all? Is it having a better relationship with your kids? Is it living in a different location? Is it, you know, what does that life look like? And then I think, you know, you'll understand this. How does it feel? Because it's that emotion. It's tapping into that emotion in your meditations and in your intentions and in your journaling that really speeds up the process of manifestation.
Well, you know, the feeling is the essence of it, and the essence of it is the vibration. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The universe always answers yes. If you're confused, guess what you'll get? Confused results.
Yeah, mixed results, because you're zigzagging results. Back and forth, and you're going to get a mixed bag for sure. And most people do get a mixed bag, I think.
Yeah. And me too, for a long time before I started, you know, before I started getting clear on actually this is what I want, and this, and just get laser in on stuff. Not so much particular detail or how it's going to happen, but the key points, you know, let the universe work out the details. But David, you've got that lovely story about, remember when you were looking for a house and you kind of had a manifesto or a meditation about it, and then miraculously you went and just found the house and it wasn't supposed to be for sale. And was that when you were moving to Palm Springs or something?
It was when I moved to Palm Springs from San Francisco. And the interesting thing is I put the house on a vision board, and I gave my vision board some appreciation for a while, but it wasn't a hammering. I didn't look at it every day. I didn't try to meditate on it every day. I really set the intention and made my work just being up my spiral more and more often. And the interesting thing is that we tend to think that if something doesn't show up right away, then we need to ask for it more. And I don't believe the universe operates like that. I think the universe is intelligent enough to know when we set a desire for something, it's coming to us. And it's our job to detune all of the things that hold it away, if we want to actually experience it. So detuning the impatience, the fear, the judgment, all of those things. You know, why isn't it here yet? When's it going to happen? How's that going to work out? You know, gosh, how am I going to afford something like that? This is a much bigger house than I think I can afford right now. So getting all of that out of there, taking all of that thinking out, and simply appreciating something, setting an intention for it, and then making your work being up your spiral so that you don't have that lower vibration, doubt, fear, trying to figure it out, all of that ego-driven stuff coming back in.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a good point. The being patient is a huge point. And the other thing is, you know, we use this example a couple of times. When you order your food at a restaurant, you don't then ask the waiter every 5 minutes, how's the food going? You don't go out and, you know, rattle the chef and say, is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? Have you cooked it for me?
Well, you can, but if you do, you're probably not going to like the result. I always say, be very nice to the people that bring you your food. Always be nice. Yeah. Even if you're not having a good experience with them, be nice to them because they are bringing you your food.
Yeah, true. But you just expect the food to arrive, right? You place the order and you have an expectation that the food will arrive. And based on what you ordered, you have an expectation on how good it will be.
Well, on the best dinners, sometimes I eat out a lot and we go to a lot of new restaurants. I love trying new restaurants and I do read the reviews. And sometimes I'll see a negative review and it's about the food taking too long. And I never think about how long my food takes, because if I'm going to dinner, I always am going with somebody that I enjoy being with. And from the time that I order to the time the food comes, I rarely think about it. And so I'm not fixated on that. How long is it going to take? So I always have a great experience eating out. Well, that works on every topic. Setting that intention for what it is you want to experience, and then just enjoying yourself, being in a high vibrational state of appreciating all that is the key to receiving.
So, and it's so important, and it's so easy to lose sight of, right? You're so focused on, I want this thing, I want this thing, I want this life, I want this thing, I want this thing, I want this thing. And it's like, just now that you've meditated on it and gotten a clear picture of what it is, then just relax and be upbeat and enjoy the delight of it unfolding.
Yeah, that's very good advice, because I think there's two things going on here. One is you should probably question, why do I think I need this so much? Because if you are training yourself up your spiral, meaning detuning your ego and allowing more source to flow, you aren't needing as much of anything, because you are teaching yourself how to be a joyful being without whatever it is you think you need to be happy. And that's the key to being happy, because we all know that there are people that are healthy and wealthy and adored by, you know, millions of fans, who's, we still find out they're miserable people sometimes. Why is that? How could somebody be so successful and so adored, and then we find out that something was, you know, really dark going on with them, that they were really miserable person? that's because none of those things are going to make you a joyful being if you are not first a joyful being. But exactly. If you are a joyful being, those things are amazing to experience because you don't need them. They just flow in with ease, and maybe they flow out with ease and you're completely okay with it because you understand how powerful of a creator you actually are in that state.
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. Once you start to see the fruits of those things starting to appear in your life, that should give you more reassurance at how powerful it is to create things and how completely against the taught or learnt way things get created.
Yeah, and coming to the realization that all of this idea, if you're a good person, good things are going to happen. If you're a bad person, they're not. And you know, if you have karma, you're going to have a certain karmic experience and all of that stuff. I have not found any of that to be true. I have found that the universe simply answers on what our vibration is. And it's always yes, without judgment, without fail, that we are getting what we're vibing. So if I want to experience something and I'm not receiving it, not experiencing it, it's always me. It's my vibration. It's me that's holding it away. And here's the other thing. It's okay that you don't have every single thing that you want all the time. Because one of the things the stream teaches us is that the obstacles and the lack and all of that stuff, all of that is simply there to inspire us toward new creation. It expands our consciousness. So we are never more creative than when we're broke or alone or in pain or suffering of some sort. We create our way out of it in most cases. And that expands our being and expands our consciousness. So stop thinking about those downturns as bad and just looking at them as an opportunity to expand. And then we move through the expansion period and then abundance returns every single time. I have proven this to myself. It always comes back.
And how many times have we had situations where in the moment we thought, oh my God, this was awful. And then you look back on it in 2, 3, 4, 5 years time, you think, actually, that was a real turning point in my life. And thanks to that calamitous event, my life is in a much better place now.
Yeah. And now I know what it's like to have had that experience. And I know what it's like to work my way out of it.
And I survived it. I was down to my last dollar and then this happened. I was deeply in love with somebody and they walked out on me or cheated on me with their best friend and blah, blah, blah. And, we're not trivializing those events. They're very painful. And you, David, you and I have both had, painful events in our lives. But if you can either get trapped in that moment and stay in that vibration of victimhood of everything broken. And then guess what? That's kind of the vibe you're going to keep getting. Or you can use it as a kind of like, okay, really need to change something now. Really need to change something about my life and really need to focus on creating a different outcome here and use that as a kind of springboard to a life that's a lot more in aligning with your preferences, whatever they may be.
Yeah. And preferences without judgment too. I think a lot of times you get into spiritual practice and if you start talking about money or material things, people put a block up right away like, oh, that's not spiritual. But everything that we do is tied to that. Everything that we're in a material world and we have attached, humanity has created commerce and we have attached a system of exchange with monetary representation of exchange. And is it always equitable? No. Is it always fair? Of course not, because the universe is not equitable and the universe is not fair. We see zero evidence that the universe is a fair and equitable entity. The universe is not a human being with an ego. The universe is energetic, and the energetic realm is delivering experiences. And when you get out of the ego-driven human mindset and you get into the source mindset of appreciation of all that is, then you can see how all of the experiences come together to create this ecosystem that we call planet Earth, and that the spectrum of vibration that exists needs to exist. We need to have people that we disagree with. We need to have people that think differently than us. It takes all of that to create this environment. And when you really understand the process of creation, we talk about it all the time on here. So if it doesn't make a lot of sense to you, if you keep listening, it will. That up and down vibrational flow. The up represents us moving into a high flow of being creative and allowing things to flow into our lives and the return of well-being and health and just general goodness And then the downflow, we tend to separate ourselves from that a little bit, and we create the things that actually inspire us to go back up. Because if we were just up all the time in a static state of being, we would not create. If we achieved, and the title of this podcast episode is The Process of Manifesting, what is it? Everything that you want in your life, essentially. If you get there and all you're doing is manifesting everything that you want all the time and that's it, it's going to dull you pretty quickly.
Yeah, you get bored.
Yeah, you're going to get bored. Once you have everything, then what? Then what? I mean, what else do you want to do once you have everything? And that's why we see, Jeff Bezos blowing up his marriage and marrying somebody that's more entertaining than his wife was and things like that in popular culture. You know, people think, God, why would he do such a thing? Well, he was probably bored. He wanted somebody that would entertain him, and he's got this more seemingly entertaining partner now. That makes perfect sense to me, because once you have all the toys just aren't interesting anymore. You've got to create something else. And if you are a powerful manifester and you're aware of it, then you're going to create more intentionally than manifesting something like cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other important word in the podcast title there is process. And that process, that journey, is actually the magic of the manifestation. Getting to the end bit sometimes is like, oh, I'm here, or, you know, wow, this is it. And in that process, there comes a time, Dave, you and I have both experienced this, where you start to react in situations differently to how previous you used to react. And you start to find yourself in situations that are like, hang on, this is the sort of stuff I was manifesting. These are the sort of experiences I was after. And it can be a little bit scary to be in a situation that you manifested 6 months ago in your meditation and you held clearly in a meditation, to finally find yourself within that situation. I did a couple around the growth of my business. And when those things started to happen last year, it was like, oh, shit, okay, hang on, here we go. And you've done some with, obviously, you know, the experience in Palm Springs and your partner and stuff. And it kind of, when you initially have that idea, it seems so far away. But then when you release the idea and you release the impatience, all of a sudden it's here, you know, and it didn't come because you were chasing it, but it came because you started having the vibration of a person who was having those experiences and who vibrated on that level.
Yeah. And if you do happen to dip down, don't get caught up in beating yourself up about having a spin out, because a spin out is just, it's something that you're creating for yourself really to level you up. And if you choose to judge the spin out, this is very important. If you choose to judge the spin out, as we're taught to do in the Matrix, you're probably not going to level up as efficiently, if at all, as if you appreciate the spin out. When you appreciate the spin out, then you get the level up from it instantaneously, because and appreciate blindly in the beginning, because again, we're putting the cart before the horse universally. Law of attraction, we're always putting the cart before the horse. We don't wait for evidence to believe something. We believe it or experience it before it actually physically shows up. And that's how life works. So when you have your spin out, instead of saying, gosh, I can't believe I did this, I can't believe I'm back to where I was before, or I'm so stupid, or I read all these books and I thought I knew better than this. No, this is part of the process. Part of the Taya practice is the spin out. It's a whole chapter in the new book just on spinning out, because when you spin out, you're creating an up level for yourself. And the sooner you recognize that, hey, I'm creating this pile of crap here, and I know that I'm doing this because it's going to serve my expansion of consciousness in some way, and it doesn't even matter how. I'm just appreciating it blindly, because I know in my appreciation of it, the clarity is going to show up, and the expansion of consciousness is going to show up, and the solving of it is going to show up. It's amazing to me how efficiently we do solve things individually and as you know, humans, when we stop the beating the drum of this should not be. And eventually we do that naturally, I think. I think the way humanity solves things, eventually we get bored with complaining about it and it being a thing, and we stop worrying about it so much. We take our focus off for a minute, and then the universe says, boom, here's the solution. Yeah. It was there all along, but you were chasing it off.
Yeah. And when you're consciously trying to create a new life, part of that also needs to be consciously letting go of who you were, you know, and that's hard. And those spin outs are part of you not being the old person anymore. You know, you
the detuning is everything, because the detuning is how you're holding source away from your life. And we're detuning the things that don't, that actually keep our vibration down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we're kind of, we're conditioned in the matrix to do that.
It's amazing how the matrix teaches us to really separate from source and really separate from abundance and really separate, because it keeps us controllable. It keeps us under wraps. And I even look back and appreciate that, okay, humanity needed that. Maybe we needed all of that structure and control to get here, but now we're here. Now we're more intelligent versions of ourselves. Now we don't need all of those old constraints that we used to have. And we see the younger generation, they don't even want to be a gender. You know, they don't want to be a nation. They don't want to be a gender. They don't want to work at a job. You know, they just want to just do their thing in their own unique way. It's interesting to see that evolution of consciousness of, we don't want to be part of the matrix, and this is how we're choosing to move ourselves out of it. It's a rocky road. Absolutely, it's a rocky road. You don't change humanity, you know, without having this ebb and flow situation, because we're in a polarized environment. So of course it's going to scare the hell out of some people. And of course they're going to want to hold on to the old way of doing things. You know, in the United States, you know, half the country wants to go back to the 1950s. And we're not going back. Sorry. You know, you can look back nostalgically at old times. I look back at the 80s with nostalgia. You know, the time when I was a teenager, that was a lot of fun. And it was so much simpler than it is now. And the music was better, in my opinion. But I know that we're not going to go back to that. You know, the world is getting more complex, and it's going to continue to get more complex. And those of us that are north of 50, we're aging out of it. By design, we sort of age out of our environment, and we begin to sort of unwind, and we eventually return ourselves to non-physical as part of the process. And I love the process. I'm okay with not being up to speed with everything that's going on in popular culture right now.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift notwithstanding.
Or the Super Bowl.
Obviously.
But, and I think, you know, the other thing is, yes, there's that natural progression through life of how connected you are to the culture of the day. But the other thing that's important is that when you start to consciously create your own life and create your perfect life, you don't be afraid to create something that's unusual or that's not typical or that's specifically for you. You know, David, you and I have both created lives that are very, very unconventional. And they work perfectly for us, but they're not at all 9-to-5 jobs and white picket fences and all those sorts of things. Now, if that's what you're after, go at it, totally fine. The universe will give it to you, no judgment. But if you want something completely crazy, go after that too. You're allowed to have that. Don't feel that your perfect life has to conform into what the bank is going to easily give you a loan for, or what your family and friends at school are going to say is successful. It's your life. What brings you joy? Design a life around that, and dream that dream. You know,
very good advice. Found,
yeah. Following something that inspires you is massively motivating for people around you. Is a fantastic example for others in your family. And never doubt how much impact you doing your own thing is having on the people around you. Because they may never say anything to you, but they'll see you doing it and they'll think, oh, wow, well, if Jane can do it or if Bob can do it, maybe I can do it.
You know? Yeah, well, and the Matrix doesn't really promote that, because the Matrix needs, I always joke about how my father used to always say to me, because I wasn't a good student, he would say, the world needs ditch diggers too. You know, somebody's got to dig the ditch. Somebody's got to carry the boxes. Somebody's got to do that type of thing. And if everyone is a dreamer manifesting, you know, doing exactly what they want to do, then who's going to do the stuff that nobody wants to do? Well, we don't have to worry about that, because again, we live in this matrix where there are plenty of people thinking that they have to be practical and they've got to put, you know, food on the table and they've got to go do, and that's okay. It's okay that there are people that are operating there, but if you're listening to this podcast and that's not your preference, you don't have to do that if you don't want to do that. There's nothing wrong with wanting that, but if you want to just do your own thing and be a free spirit, what I had to, that was the last thing I had to detune in my life. When I had a very high paying corporate job, I left the marriage that wasn't working. I got out of the house that was, you know, more than I needed. I got out of everything, but I couldn't let go of the biweekly guaranteed paycheck. And I think I detuned the title. It took me a while to climb the corporate ladder and get that, you know, that executive level title that I thought I wanted so bad. And once I had it, I'm like, who cares? But the paycheck, I was really like, oh gosh, you know, if I don't have this paycheck, how am I going to get by? And those of you that have listened to this podcast from the beginning know that I started the podcast before I quit the job. So this podcast chronicles my entire journey out of the corporate matrix. And it wasn't just, oh my gosh, it was so great. I just started making tons of money and that was it. Happily ever after. Of course not.
Yeah,
no, I was, you know, I was shopping for a pound of bacon with a coupon. You know, I was up and down, definitely up and down until I wasn't anymore. And, you know, it took some time to come to the realization that I have manifested a scenario where I can do this. I can do exactly what I want to do. And abundance is going to flow to me no matter what. But that was kind of the last frontier of working the matrix out of my belief system.
Mm-hmm. And that was difficult. I mean, you kind of went right to the edge of what's expected, right? Some people listening might just want to manifest a promotion or a job in a different company. And that's great. Start there.
Yeah. Well, for me, I was so uncomfortable in a corporate gig, and I really always was. But I stayed in that gig. I was in that job for 20 years. And the last 10 years, I worked directly for corporate, and the corporate structure made me insane. It was so not who I was, but I made myself fit into it and I manifested success. And I liken leaving that position like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. I don't know how in the hell I'm going to land, but somehow I'm going to land. I just did it with blind faith that I'm going to be okay. There was nothing to fall back on. There was no huge, you know, nest egg. There was no inheritance. I've never inherited a dime in my life from anyone ever. So there was none of that. And it was just allowing the things to fall into place that guaranteed my well-being. Even when the money wasn't flowing in, there were still things there that I still lived in a nice house. I drove a nice car. My utilities were on. It was food to eat. My dog ate good food. I never had to feed her the cheap supermarket dog food ever. So, you know, Lola has very high standards. My version of well-being was always there consistently, even when my bank account was overdrawn, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I remember that. There was some rocky times, but it was a good challenge for your faith in a way, you know?
It was. I look back with it in joy and appreciation.
Yeah,
of what it did for me,
as you should. It just reminded me. It's so funny. Your dad saying the world needs ditch diggers. I keep telling my kids that someone's got to be lucky. You know, like someone has to be lucky. It may as well be you.
Yeah, and there are very lucky people in the world, and I do believe that luck is a vibration. It's just a vibration of trusting your abundance, right?
I say this often on the podcast. You wouldn't believe the number of times people say, oh, you're so lucky. This is the last seat on the plane. This is the last upgrade. Uber turns up just when you need it. Like, you can have that vibration of things just land falling into place. You know, it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes it drives my wife completely crazy. But for me, I love that kind of chaotic final thing of something falling into place in the last minute.
Yeah. Well, I think you sort of get a charge out of the, letting the universe delight you and having those magical things happen. And I understand that. And I like that as well. Carrie, that we both know, she lives her whole life like that. You know, she just runs completely on magic. And I'm in awe of her sometimes, just the way things just show up for her. It's incredible.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, she was in a tropical paradise for a number of years. She's got a great job back in the States now. Like, everything's unfolding perfectly for her. You know, hi, Carrie.
Yeah. She went and had her experience, and I think she had enough of her experience, and now she's happy to be back here too. So let's take a little break, and then we'll bring the stream in for a few minutes and you can chat with them on this topic.
Perfect. Yeah, I'd love to.
We'll be right back with Matt in the stream. My name is David Strickle, and I channel Source Consciousness, known as The Stream. When I decided to start channeling publicly, I didn't want to copy what anyone else had already done. Source consciousness is source consciousness. So I believe we're all channeling really the same thing. My intentionality behind it was to strip my ego away as much as possible and allow pure source to flow, and to teach in such a way that you could actually apply the teachings in your life. They're not just these heady ideas. And from those intentions, the Taya practice was born.
But the thing here is, we have something that is so magical. We're talking about streaming infinite intelligence, like source energy, but at the same time, grounding that in, what's my mindset? What choices am I making about how I'm going to respond to this situation so that I can create space, create that stopgap to transcend the charges here and no longer be a slave to them. And I think that's really, really powerful indeed.
I started following you and really getting much more acclimated to what you were offering. That was much different than what I've ever heard. I mean, I've never heard anybody stream like that, because I wasn't really familiar with Abraham Hicks as much as I am now, but it kind of led me on that path to really seeing what kind of what kind of guidance we really can get. And it was truly something that shook me to my core.
Having that sense of complete and utter, not just trust, it goes beyond trust to absolute knowing that the universe is absolutely there, just waiting for us to line up with this, and just to let ourselves get out of our own way and just flow with this beautiful process, with this sense of trust and knowing.
Before I would have the fear factor in it. Now I don't. I always, like David says, just say the universe pampers me, and it has been.
There's a community of manifestors. There's a community of people that aren't ashamed to bring amazing things into their lives and don't have to downplay it or make excuses for it, that we can all make magic. There's plenty of abundance in this world.
I've always done a dream journal, and now instead of just getting little tidbits of like, oh, I have this channeled message, I'm getting pages and pages and pages every single day channeling source with messages that are helping me in ways that I never thought possible.
Taya gives you the tools to exit the matrix and allow universal law to be your chief operating system in your life.
So the spiral work for me was the biggest missing piece to the puzzle. I've been a meditator for many years, but I'd be great at it, but I'd come out of my meditation and I'd be like, like life. And so for all the hours that I wasn't meditating, I was like a mess. Not always, but sometimes. But so the spiral work really allowed me to have control of all those other hours of my day where I wasn't meditating, which is huge.
I created Taya Bootcamp as sort of a laboratory, a place to take the stream's ideas, and I turned all of those ideas into a practice for myself first, and then I turned that into a course that I could teach to other people. And we have found over the last 6 years that there is alchemy in those modules that we created back in 2018. You move through those modules, and yes, you need coaching and support and community and accountability and all of those things to be able to successfully move through those modules. But as you move through the modules, you transform. The modules will transform you.
What I learned also through Taya was really being, in the controlling and the wanting is really that resistance, and it's actually pushing the things that we want away.
Or you've done the work to get your mind to this place, to where you are ready to receive this information and ready to operate your life outside the matrix. So if this intrigues you at all, book a session. There is no risk or obligation in booking a session. We are not going to force you to do something that you're not ready to do. We are going to discuss your readiness for this practice. We're going to let you know exactly what it's all about, what it's going to require of you, and you decide whether this is the right thing for you or not.
It is a practice that, if you do forever, will fundamentally change your life.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us. We are excited to ask you some questions, if we may.
You may.
David and I were talking about the process of manifesting a dream life and about the importance of maintaining that vibration. Do you have some guidance for us and for those listening on how to enjoy the process and what some of the things we should watch out for as our lives materialize as we intend them to.
You will discover when you begin systematically raising your vibration, as we guide you to do, you will discover that your desires will shift. You will discover that the things that you think perhaps that you need to be a joyous being now will simply fall away as you systematically raise your vibration in appreciation of all that is on a regular basis. And as you start to transform your operating system from one of a more matrix-driven model where you are operating by obligation, you are operating in a low vibration of fear and judgment and things of that nature, and systematically raising higher and higher and higher, where those things just begin to dissipate, and you are allowing more of our energy to flow, which can be summed up as appreciation of all things. So you know when you are operating in a source perspective, when you are appreciating what is happening. And you all do this naturally, by the way. This is something we are offering up a practice, certainly, for you to do more of this. But there are times that you are so up your spiral that you are unbothered. Think about the times that you witness something that might annoy you or even trigger you when you're in a lower vibrational state. But when you're in a natural higher vibrational state, you surprisingly sometimes find yourselves unbothered by it. Wow, this would have really triggered me not long ago, and here I am observing this, and I actually appreciate the perspective of the other. The matrix trains you away from these things, but if you are listening to our words, you're in alignment with a mindset that is seeking to detune the matrix and seeking to move yourselves out of this thought process. And the path to doing that is as simple as appreciating all things. And you're appreciating of all things, you had asked for common pitfalls. One of the common pitfalls is these harsh realities that the matrix teaches you that you must harshly judge, that you must condemn, that you must focus upon them, and you've got to fight them and you've got to battle them. Well, notice how the things that are heavily fought stick around, because the collective of humanity is getting together and deciding to give more attention to it. Therefore, you are giving it life. You are actually contributing to exactly what you do not wish to witness in your focus upon it. Whether you are focusing in appreciation or focusing in condemnation, you are still focusing on it. The reason we guide you toward appreciation is because it is a more benign type of vibration than your harsh judgment, because you are having to sort of gently find your way to appreciation. Think about it like this. You are having to come around to a mindset that is not necessarily something that you have well developed within you to find appreciation for it. And there's a lot less negative energy in that process than there is in the harsh judgment of it. So that's why we guide you toward appreciation. The movement toward appreciation is going to start shifting your vibration. When you start practicing active appreciation on a daily basis, you are going to start seeing things in your life change. You are going to see fewer obstacles. You are going to witness yourself observing and moving through your challenging periods with ease and even joy eventually. You're going to see more of the things that you desire show up with ease, because you have taught yourself in this state that you can be a joyous being without even having the thing that you think you need to make you joyous. And suddenly you don't need it as much. When you start to release the vibration of need, you then come to realize how the universe will always answer the vibration of need with yet more need. So as you start moving through this practice, wherever you are in it, whether it's something that you're just starting today or something that you've been practicing for a number of years, it does not matter. You're all on this journey. And we guide you very much to never think of the journey as one with a finish line or a destination. Because the as soon as you start thinking finish line and destination, you are going to create a spin out experience for yourself. You can do this. There's nothing wrong with it. But just understand that the finish line does not truly exist. And you will reveal this to yourselves in your practice, that as soon as you think you have it all and you know it all and you've done it all, you are going to find a way to create a leveling up experience for yourselves. And that may be in the form of unraveling some of your manifestations. That may be in the form of you dropping back into fear and judgment around some of the things that you're experiencing, lowering your vibration and seeing some of those things evaporate. But that's okay. It's all part of the process. And where we guide you in all of this is to understand that the perfect dream life from your eternal perspective is one where you are appreciating exactly where you are, exactly what you are manifesting, and eager for what's next. That is your eternal perspective. Your ego has other ideas, certainly. Your ego has preferences. It is a discerner of preference by design. So there are going to be physical things that you want to be and do and have while you're in this lifetime. And again, that's why you're here. The things that you want to be, do, have, experience are the drivers that allow you to move through the life experience and motivate you to overcome your challenges. This is why you don't all end your physical reality simply because you have a singular challenge. To move to the place of ending your physical reality, as you're likely aware, you are down in a low vibrational state and you're holding yourselves there for some reason, and that's just the experience that you're having. But it doesn't have to be that. It never has to be that. You will eventually naturally want to separate yourself from this environment and return to non-physical. But while you're here, train yourselves to love and appreciate every aspect of your being, every aspect of your environment, and watch your lives transform.
Wow. Yeah. It's such a powerful message to just love where we are now and everything in it.
Many of your religions were rooted in this source perspective, as you like to call it. And of course, they were taken and turned into different things as time went on and as different intentionalities were brought into it. But the basis of most is that love message, is that kindness, expansive source, is love of all that is, all things. But then you get yourselves tripped up into all of this thought of, well, if there is source, there must be something that is the antithesis of source that is causing everything that's unwanted in our world. And you create these identities and these entities around all of that. But as our promise to you, that is a human creation. There is no anti-source, because source is in all things. Source is all things. Source is the energy that creates all that is. There cannot possibly be an anti-source. The only thing that you experience as anti-source is your own ego overshadowing the natural source being within you. And that is by design, so that you can come and have some challenges and thus drive some desires and create from that perspective, create from sometimes a painful perspective. But that was your intention when you came. And it is our promise to you that when you exit the physical reality, you will see that very clearly. And you will also fully understand why you are so singularly focused as a singular being in your human state. That delivers the experience of expansion that you seek.
And appreciating the moment that we're in now leads to the opportunities for further expansion.
Indeed, because you're moving through vibrational flow. And even if you move your default vibration higher and higher, you're still going to dip down. We often say that your new low is your old high, because you're moving higher and higher and higher. When you do dip down, you're going to notice it more, perhaps. And sometimes it's going to have a more profound effect on you. And sometimes you're going to manifest even bigger obstacles in your new higher vibration. But in your new higher vibration, if you've done the work to move your vibration up, you are also moving into a vibration of such clarity that you understand that when you dip down and you create calamity in your experience, that you are creating the experience. The faster you appreciate it, the sooner you will solve it, and the more you're going to expand your being, i.e. your consciousness, in the having of the experience. And that is why you created it in the first place. Very simple, very elegant human awareness of exactly what the universal process of creation is. This knowledge is available to you. And if you have found your path to our teachings, you have readied yourself for this type of information. It does not in any way make you superior. In fact, if anything, it gives you complete appreciation for all of those who are thinking that this process of thought is completely insane, or not true, or not real, or something that's evil or demonic even. You are understanding that those other, in the spectrum of vibration, those other thought processes exist as a fear response to what we are offering. But what we are offering to you is such great clarity that you now understand how the entire universe operates and your complete purpose in manifesting as a physical being.
Mm, yeah. Yes, very powerful message. Yeah,
indeed.
It's incredible. Yeah. And
the intention was to have us visit and be very efficient with a very powerful message. And you have indeed manifested that.
Mm, wow. Thank you. That was amazing.
With much love, that is what we have.
Oh, namaste.
You're not mistaken, and I'm coughing here.
Yeah. Wow, man. That was an espresso shot of
I'm lit up on something wisdom. And I haven't had caffeine in hours. So yes, I am definitely lit up right now.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, lots of energy. Lots of energy.
It was powerful.
Yeah, it was really good. Really, really good. And they just knocked it out of the park. It was unbelievable. Go back, definitely go back and listen to this one.
I will. I will.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, sorry guys, I'm talking a bit because David, you're a little bit kind of dazed. Bewildered sometimes when you can't, dazed and confused, especially with deep interactions like that. But guys, that was, I mean, as you all felt listening to that, that was a very powerful message. And it's a message you can listen to again and again and again and get a different part of wisdom from each time you listen to it. Don't feel like this is something you listen to once and then learn. Come back to it, especially this one is a super powerful one. So come back to it often. There is such wisdom in the few words that were shared here. And such power and clarity, basically. Wow, David, that was amazing. But basically, appreciate all that is, and from that point of appreciation, you can create worlds.
Yeah, and you know, I know that is repeated often in our world. You know, the last few years, that's we hear that all the time from the stream and from me. Yeah. But I think we have to keep beating that drum over and over and over again, because we are taught exactly opposite of that, to judge, to fear, to not appreciate, to always focus on what's wrong and what you don't have and all of that. And that the process of moving out of the matrix really is that appreciation piece. And I think that it's important to hear it again and again and again listen, you know, read about it, listen, you know, what the stream is offering is simple and it's profound, but it does help to consume it regularly because there's so much opposite material out there that's being delivered all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
If this consume is your belief system. And,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
and if you're listening this deep into the podcast, I'm thinking it is, or you're intrigued by it at the very least.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, yes, you can do podcast yes, you can do boot camp, and yes, you can buy the book, but all the podcasts are available free of charge. All the information is offered to you for your consumption. If you want to consume it that way, you can. And that's
the stream and Taya even, you know, there are certainly things that cost money tied to all of that, but I have never, ever, ever once been guided by them or even my own ego to hold anything back. That's one thing that I did early on. I was taught to, you give a little, you know, you write a little book that gets them to want to take your program, or you do a little podcast. But if you really want, you know, you got to, you know, get into this other thing. I think that, you know, boot camp has been alive and well since 2018 and continues. In fact, we just graduated somebody yesterday. I've got another graduation coming up, I think later this week still. You know, boot camp is going to continue to be boot camp, and any seminars and things that we do, we're going to do that. But don't start consuming this thinking there's a stopping point where if you don't have the money to spend, that it's not available to you, because that's not true. We will always offer premium stuff, but you know, the reason I put the entire practice in the book instead of making it the little pamphlet is because I want somebody to be able to take that book, read it, understand what the practice is and apply it in their lives if that's what they choose to do. And then if they feel, hey, boot camp is, you know, the thing for me to really get in and sort of turbocharge all this, then it's there. And as soon as you are accepting of that, I will also promise you that the money to do that shows up. I've seen that happen so many times over the last 5+ years.
Yeah.
People, you know, I always say we've had everything from homeless people to billionaires come to boot camp, and we have. Yeah.
True.
I've had people with overdrawn bank accounts. I've had people that were unemployed. I've had all these stories, and I've always said, you know, the money is going to show up as soon as you're ready for it to show up. And I'm amazed how often people call me and say, guess what? Check came in the mail. Guess what? This happened. Yeah. Guess what? My uncle died. No, I'm kidding. But you know, something happened. Something happens, and suddenly, you know, the money is there. They understand that they manifested it to go right in, and then they do. So when you're ready, boot camp is there for you. But you can learn Taya and be part of this world and receive the stream's message with just the podcast. If that's where you're at, that's why we're here.
You know, the podcast is a fantastic gym, and it's free, and you can come in and use any of the equipment whenever you want. And if you want a personal trainer to really level up, that's when you should consider boot camp. But you can come and do your own training, your own spiritual training and your own mental training just by listening and applying the messages in these podcasts.
Yeah. You know, well, and fear about the money of doing that or anything really is self-sabotage. That's your ego sort of saying, oh, you better not get into this. You know, this is going to just cost you a bunch of money. Don't worry about that. Do it when the money is right there and you know that it's the right time. That's when you do that stuff.
Yeah. Just enjoy the message. Anyway, we veered
off. I can't wait to go back and hear the message. Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. I don't have complete clarity on exactly what was said, but I felt the power of it. The intention we set worked very well, because boom, there it was.
As usually, those intentions, huh? They work every time.
That works. It works. And when I forget to set them, I realize, oh yeah, I didn't set my intention. And now, you know, I'm getting something different, but that's part of the game too. I want to thank all of you so much for listening. Matt, thank you as always for being on. You're always a great co-host. Can't wait to do it again.
Apologies, guys, if there was some background noise. I tried to mute it out. I'm in the office today, and people starting to come in. It's early in the morning for me in Sydney.
Whatever. I'm not hearing it on my end. So your fancy little Apple headphones there are canceling it out.
Good.
So,
ding ding. Yeah. Wonderful.
All right. See you next week.
Bye, guys. Love you guys. Love you, David. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Stream of David podcast. To learn more about the stream or the Taya practice, visit thestreamofdavid.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast via your favorite podcast provider. If you would, take a moment to leave us a review. And also, follow us on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, and join our free Facebook group, The Taya Practice, the TYA Practice. Thanks for listening.